Uncle Pearly was a clean living, hard working man. Up each day at dawn to farm his land. When a neighbor needed help, he never did think of himself. And most folks just didn't understand how Uncle Pearly could always lend a hand. They said it happened a week before his youngest child was born. He was out threshing the grain in the early morn. His sleeve got caught up in the gear. He watched as his arm disappeared. And overall it wouldn't have been so bad, but just 2 years before he'd lost the other hand. And he said, lay my fingers straight, Dell, won't you lay my fingers straight and bury them beneath the hickory tree. You better tell the good Lord he's gonna have to wait. I got hay to bring in and little mouths to feed. Uncle Pearly used to work his jigsaw puzzles when the evening had come. Liked to peck us kids on the head with them metal thumbs. He'd wheel Aunt Josie round the curves and help her put up peach preserves. There wasn't much at all he couldn't do, and he'd never talked about the troubles he'd been through. When he said, lay my fingers straight, Dell, won't you lay my fingers straight and bury them beneath the hickory tree. You better tell the good Lord he's gonna have to wait. I got hay to bring in and little mouths to feed. When he died, we remembered how he'd cut up and laugh, and how we loved to hear a good bluegrass band. And inside that old cedar chest, we found a photograph of Uncle Pearly with a guitar in his hand. Lay my fingers straight, Dell, won't you lay my fingers straight and bury them beneath the hickory tree. You better tell the good Lord he's gonna have to wait. I got hay to bring in and little mouths to feed. I got hay to bring in and little mouths to feed. And it'll be a while before he gets the rest of me.